So we are with Nicolas Henninger, our friend from Exist here at Morion, and Nicolas Henninger is collaborating with us for a long time now. He's part of this French collective of architects named Exist, very famous, and working a lot on especially temporary architecture, but with a very particular approach. So Nicolas, you are first of all very used to have projects all around the world and participating to this big architecture exhibitions all around Europe, etc. But what I really liked in your approach is that you don't just show models inside the exhibition space, you don't just go there for seminars, but you have a very different approach, and the project at Morion is speaking about your different approach. So tell us something about the way you're working.
Okay. actually, we are not so used to these big exhibitions. Yeah, we did in fact the Biennale 2006 with Patrick Bouchard. But I think is still developing further the same idea as following a story that was the experience we had here, and that's how we met actually, and we met you at this time, and to take the opportunity of this exhibition, as you said, exhibition of models, then to actually make a project, to actually produce a process more than be part of a process and creating different steps in this, achieving steps in this collaboration we developed so far. So I think, it could be really interesting if more on the Biennale is about actually working together, taking the opportunity of such a nice context, which is more Venice as a territory and as a symbol of the globalization, to be a place to experiment new process. And actually, and I think it doesn't. Why we can show models everywhere. I think it can be virtual models. We have enough image, it can be on the internet, but then when we decide to move in a space, I don't say that Biennale should be interested only on Venice, but actually not to show, exhibit, but actually to work on site and as a moment where you can exchange with different culture and different...
And talking about working on site, the reason why you have been here for the last 2 weeks living at Laboratorio Morion is really because you and other architects from all over Europe are working with us, with the activists here in Venice, to refurbish Morion. Our idea is going to be to reopen this space, which remained, let's say, more or less closed for the last 2 years, and to give back this space to the community. But with this very particular formula, so it's not just the people of the Venetian people working, but it's you, it's other architects, so Wonderland people, which is a architecture platform, and then there is the EFA people, then there is other the Pulska group and other people coming from Croatia and from other countries. So yesterday there was a very interesting workshop here in which all these architects were kind of showing a bit their work. Can you talk a bit about the workshop that happened here yesterday?
But I think the workshop started when we arrived on the 5th and we sat around the table and say, what's the next step? How do we want this space to be? In order to various types of workshop, people could come and present and share experiences. And Wonderland is about that. And I think it's Wonderland is dealing with a young architect as well, who suddenly have in this idea of building together this house of commons, mm-hmm. is to how do we make a common pavilion between young people. And
just for the people who are listening, Nicolas says the house of commons because the idea is to reopen the Morion with this name, La Casa dei Beni Comuni, the house of commons, and so to use it as a kind of center for the campaign about public water, about using land and environment as a common, mm-hmm. let's say. So this is why Nicola talked about the House of Commons. But I think we should close this interview by inviting all the people here at Morion, the 27 Orario Aperitivo, in which we will reopen the space and we will see all together like the result of all these intense 2 weeks of working. So thank you very much to Nicola Henninger. Just one last thing, very, very quick. Next Exist project, where are you going after Venice in your nomadic life?
We're going to meet all the collective, like 10 people, in Madrid.
Okay.
Central Madrid.
Where can we find on the internet information about your work?
We will publish a post on our blog, on exist.org.
Exist.org, grazie a Nicola e Niger, vi aspettiamo tutti al Morion, tantissime cose, insomma una nuova avventura che si apre, a presto.